With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The title of John Sayles' most recent novel is Los Gusanos, which means the worms or the maggots.
Something that Fidel Castro used in speeches, especially right after the Bay of Pigs invasion, to characterize the people who had left Cuba after the revolution, and especially the people who had come back in the Bay of Pigs invasion.
John Sayles says the Cubans who fled to Miami used the term Los Gusanos in an ironic way, as a kind of badge of honor.
They're the people who, in many cases, want to go back, and in some cases want to go back armed and dangerous.
Los Gusanos is set in 1981, but spans several generations as it focuses on the lives of a single family in Cuba and Florida. John Sayles says he now reads Spanish fairly well.
As I got interested in writing the book, I just figured I have to learn this language.
The languages of English and Spanish interweave in Los Gusanos with little confusion.
I tried to use Spanish fairly liberally, but pick sentences where there were words that are the same in English and Spanish, or very, very close.
As a kid, John Sayles vacationed in South Florida every year, but when he started the novel, he went to Florida to do research in earnest.
I was there literally interviewing people when they were coming in at Key West and in Miami during the Freedom Flotilla, the Mariel boat lift in 1981.
Sayles got the idea for Los Gusanos in the 1970s, but it took more than 12 years for the book to become a reality. John Sayles' gritty novel of Cuban exiles is a Harper Perennial paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Some of the most amusing and touching scenes in John Sayles' novel Los Gusanos are set in the geriatric ward of a hospital in Miami. It's no coincidence that John Sayles is a one-time nursing home orderly.
There's an interesting neighborhood that is set up in nursing homes. Most of them have this strange community of people who have very little in common except their age and their infirmity.
Sayles says a geriatric ward produces strange bedfellows.
We had a situation once where we put two guys who seemed to be speaking Yugoslavian together, and one of them was a Serb and the other was a Croat, and we didn't know that, and they were at each other's throats within an hour.
Sayles earned a psychology degree from Williams in 1972, but found the degree wasn't marketable.
So what I could find at first was working in hospitals and you know, day labor and factory work that was non-union. And eventually I moved up to a union job with the meat packers, which was like my salvation.
Sayles also started writing stories, and the Atlantic Monthly Press suggested that he expand one of those stories into a novel.
And about that time I got laid off from the meat packing job and was able to get unemployment, like $48 a week for 20 weeks, which was my first and only grant to the arts. I was able to finish a draft of the novel.
The novel was Pride of the Bimbos, followed by Union Dues. John Sayles is also a celebrated independent filmmaker, best known for The Return of the Secaucus Seven. His most recent novel, Los Gusanos, is the colorful story of a Cuban-American family whose lives are shaped by the Bay of Pigs invasion. In paperback from Harper Perennial, Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I write in airplanes, I write in bus stations, you know, I write in front of the television sometimes.
Novelist and independent filmmaker John Sayles, whose latest movie was City of Hope, which dealt with melting pot politics in a small New Jersey city. Like all of Sayles' movies, it was a low-budget film.
People ask me how much my movies cost, and so far I've made 7 features, and altogether they're less than $20 million.
Which means the average Sayles film costs between $2 and $3 million to make. Sayles likes the collaborative effort that goes into the making of such films as Matewan and The Return of the Secaucus Seven.
What you do is get to work with very talented people who you hope come up with better ideas than you could ever come up with. And the ones you like, you say yes to, and the ones you don't, you say no to. And then you get credit for the whole thing.
At the same time, John Sayles is a competent fiction writer whose latest novel, Los Gusanos, is the story of an exiled Cuban family. The novel has the sweep of a movie, but without the technical hassle.
Los Gusanos, I was able to do the Bay of Pigs invasion in one chapter, and I didn't have to worry about where are we going to get the tanks and how are we going to afford the airplanes and what's the weather today.
John Sayles lives in the unlikely city of Hoboken, New Jersey, which is close to the studios and movie labs of New York.
Hoboken was like the perfect answer. It was a city very similar to places I'd lived before, very similar to Schenectady, New York.
Where he was born in 1950, John Sayles' vibrant, colorful novel of Cuban exiles, Los Gusanos, is a Harper Perennial paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.